This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. Who are you?
I'm Matt.
Okay, Matt, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I like anime, I'm a fire spinner, so I like to play with fire, it's quite cool, I like playing games on like PlayStation, Xbox and stuff.
Mm. Being a fire spinner, does that make you a pyromaniac?
Yes, indeed. Fire is fun, and playing with fire is cool.
Like melt stuff, and
yeah, a little bit. Not quite melting, just like playing with fire in general.
Good fun. So what type of anime do you like?
Lots. It's more kind of what I get. I watch it, and if I like it, I like it, and if I don't, I don't. Yeah, it's kind of who I am.
You put in the fire pile.
Sorry, what was that?
Then you put it in the fire pile.
No, they just go...
Things to burn.
No, it just sits on my hard drive.
And then you just look at it with disgust.
No, not necessarily. Don't burn all my stuff. It's pretty. I like pretty things. I don't burn the pretty ones.
This looks pretty. You got the Pikachu in the corner there and the whole Final Fantasy. What is all the stuff here?
Victoria Francis posters, so it's gothic artwork. It's quite creepy and cool.
Gothic art.
Mm-hmm.
So, what music are you into?
Music? I'm into K-pop, so I listen to Korean music, including Psy, but he's not my favourite, but everyone knows who he is, because of the movement viral. But it's more like Wonder Girls, Miss A, Girls' Generation, Woot, and SHINee, because like, SHINee.
Yeah. You like SHINee things?
Yeah.
SHINee, glittery things?
Not necessarily glitter, just SHINee in general.
Glitter is too messy for you.
Glitter makes a mess.
Yeah. It's the hippies of arts and crafts.
You know.
Yes, it is.
I know, there's more difficult stuff to deal with in art.
Okay, so... You went to the QSA last week in Palmy?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't?
No. Okay.
So, when I say, what is your sex?
I'm male.
Yes. And when I say gender identity, do you know what that is?
I guess so. I identify myself as a gay male.
Yes. And your sexuality is gay.
Gay.
Obviously, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural identity?
I'm kind of New Zealand, like, European.
Mm. And how do you express yourself? In a feminine, masculine, twink, camp, toy boy?
I wouldn't say express myself, I'm just naturally quite femme camp.
Yeah, your natural feminine way.
Yeah, and natural way is not always the best, but it's just who I am, so...
And you occasionally look like you occasionally turn into a black woman.
I do not turn into a black woman. And I almost said it like a black woman.
That's why I said it. Yes. So when did you realise that you were gay?
Probably when I was when I fully knew I was probably 16, in between 16 and 17. After a straight relationship, kind of lasted a year and then kind of broke up, and that whole year with her kind of opened myself up to the gay side because she was bisexual and, yeah, opened me up to kind of past stuff in my life.
Hmm. Did you ever have a moment when you were younger where you saw, like, a guy in class thinking, ooh... Wait, that's new.
Not necessarily a guy in class. When I was about 13, I did have my best friend kind of come on to me. I did freak out, and we just... The friendship kind of went a little bit downhill from there to the point where he now just doesn't talk to me at all.
Mm. You don't talk to him at all now?
Well, not really, but he did sort of add me on Facebook a few weeks ago, and that was really, really weird.
He's trying to connect with you again.
I don't know. It used to be if I walked past him, he would purposely turn the other way just to kind of be that negative. So it was really weird that he came into my work, talked to me, and added me on Facebook.
Purposely.
Purposely. Oh, wait. I think it added me on Facebook when he was very, very, very drunk. So it's hard to tell if how purposely that was, or it was an oh shit moment.
Or probably like, I need to be drunk before I do this. Click.
Possibly. I think at the time he was looking for a ride home from Palmy. So he was trying to connect to anyone he could on Facebook to try and achieve that.
Mm.
So there could be some underlying issues there that it's, he wants to reconnect, but it's too far past to try and refix the friendship, considering he identifies himself as a straight male still.
Even though he's like a very closeted gay.
Very.
Which makes no sense.
Not necessarily, no. It's, I don't know, I think he is probably bisexual. He's a very kind of ladies' man type person, as everyone knows them. They're annoying and flirty at all times, and it's just a hassle.
Yeah. So, when did you come out of the closet?
I didn't really have, like, a big coming-out-of-the-closet type thing. It's because I'm naturally feminine. People just kind of guessed it.
Mm.
When I was in a straight relationship, most people were very surprised. That was before I realised I was gay. And then, all of a sudden, it's like, bang, actually, I am gay. And everyone's just like, kind of was like, okay. and that was it.
Mm.
So there wasn't really a coming-out-of-the-closet. It was just a... I would float around the closet, but I was never in it.
You're like decorating the closet.
Yeah,
I it's like your fingernail was on the closet, but you didn't actually come out of it.
My closet was quite styled for me. Like my room is quite me. It's quite random.
Mm.
It's got different aspects of my life, kind of. Like, the whole gothic art, anime...
And Pikachu.
DVDs, yeah, like, some soft toys. Most of them did go back in the closet. and then I've got kind of my fire stuff and big Rainbow Lady Gaga flag. Which, yeah, my brother tries to give me shit about that, but...
You're like, nah.
It's like, nah, it's Lady Gaga, it's epic.
Yeah. Have you ever wear a meat dress? I bet you haven't.
No, I haven't worn a meat dress. That would disgust me.
Yeah, quite jerky.
No, I'm not necessarily entirely a really meaty type person anyway, so a meat dress is disgusting.
Well, she's vegan. Lady Gaga's vegan and she wore a meat dress.
Are you sure she's vegan?
She says she is.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
She says on Ellen DeGeneres that she is.
Perhaps she is then, I don't know. She's kind of lost heaps of weight, so probably.
Well, that's probably from dancing on stage every single night.
Well, not necessarily, because do you hear her puffing in between songs? She's not the fittest person in the world.
Anywho, we've gone from coming out of the closet to your room to Lady Gaga.
As you do.
As you do. Who did you tell first, if you could?
First person I told was my ex. So she was the first person I told. It was quite rocky from then on. But apart from that, it was a few close friends. Like the norm, tell a few friends, it kind of spreads around.
Mm.
So it's that one person that decides to tell the whole entire world your business and you kind of get annoyed with them, but I was kind of like, yeah, I didn't actually occur any issues when I was at school, so it wasn't hugely a big deal for me.
Yeah. You became the gay celebrity again.
I wasn't really the gay celebrity. I kind of guess I was. I was more like a don't fuck with me kind of.
I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, like, if you're going to give me shit, well, big deal. Like, one chick tried to cut in front of me in a line one time, and I said, bitch move, and she was just like, oh, no, you're gay, and I was like, oh, no, you're a fucking slut, and just walked past her. Because, like, why should I let her shit kind of get in my way, and she's just some dumb skank, so who cares?
Mm.
You get those around the world.
A lot in high school.
Not just high school, I've met a lot of people throughout working and stuff that are just the same.
Mm.
They don't grow out of the high school stereotype of the stupid slut.
As they do. So, what was the main reaction that you got in when you came out of the closet? Kind of like the, oh, no shit.
I was more like, oh, okay, good for you. Smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
Still best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was an art department student, everyone's quite cruisy to the point where they don't give a shit about people. They're not judgmental because they're quite open-minded. Probably because they have to, like, art students look at art in every perspective possible.
Mm.
So, therefore, there's not normally judgmental people there.
Mm.
So, it was quite cool. Other aspects, most people just weren't worried about it. If they had a problem, they just didn't talk to me, and I was fine with that.
Mm.
No one kind of brought it up to cause issues or anything, which is quite cool, because I know lots of people don't get that experience. They get the negative side of it, which is the abuse and the bullying. Luckily, I didn't get that side, but I'm always willing to help people who do get that side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had a bit of a support system?
I guess I had a support system. It was mainly kind of a self-based support system, but I had friends when I needed them, which is always great to have, like, a best friend there you can just go talk to or sit with and go for a walk or kind of in the middle of art class just walk out, because that's what we did, which was quite cool, seventh form.
Mm. So, you've had a few relationships?
I've had a few successful relationships, and I've had quite a lot of could-have-been relationships.
Flings.
But, yeah, kind of not, yeah, flings, kind of short-term relationships.
Yeah.
Where I've kind of got to the point where if they're under a month, they weren't a proper relationship.
Flings.
Yeah, they were more of a fling or just a see how it would go, and if it works out, it works out and develops into a relationship, or it's just, you know, it's not going to work out, so why bother worrying about it, kind of thing.
Mm.
Which, in some cases, it sounds quite like a negative aspect, to just say, oh, yeah, whatever. But seriously, a month isn't that long, and if you're going to have a huge cry over it and hate someone, what's the point? I believe it's better just to be kind of like friends and just go, yep, it didn't work out. Still friends.
Ooh.
Yeah, woohoo. And I'm talked to all of my exes I'm good terms with, which is uncommon for most people too. So obviously I didn't have really bad ending relationships. It was more, this just isn't quite working out.
It was more mutual kind of thing.
Yeah, this isn't quite working out. It's depressing. Okay, a week over it, best friends again.
Woo!
Obviously, there's some relationships that are, like, quite choppy for a while.
Like, kind of like a fuck you!
Yeah, there's been a few fuck yous, but normally it's like a, after 6 months, it's like, come across and catch up, and, ah, look, yeah, haha, that was our silly little fling thing.
Yeah, like, oh, remember that time, yeah, laughing story kind of thing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. This relationship. So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
Mm-hmm. So, there's the obvious way of meeting people, which is
NZD.
NZD, yeah. I don't actually meet people off NZD. I talk to people. Yeah, there's a lot of creeps online. I can normally quite judge people quite well.
Mm.
So I don't normally meet people off NZD unless I've just been talking to them for a while. I'm normally just chat to friends that I've been talking to online for ages, but without meeting them. There is Facebook. I have been kind of associated with a few kind of support gay youth groups, online based. At the moment, I've got like 6 or 7. It's getting a bit crazy because all the updates are slightly annoying. But I'm always there to help people, which is quite cool. Like, I had privileges that other people don't, so I like to try and make sure people kind of have support, because, other thing is I normally meet people at Q, so Gay Bar in Palmy, which is, it's more of a friends thing. Everyone there is quite positive people. There is the catty bitchiness that you get through.
But everybody gets there.
Yeah, gay associations and all of that. Cuba is quite different in that way.
It's quite funny because what I see of the gay bar, that gay bar specifically, is that it looks like something that a gay bar would look like pre-law reform.
It was pre-law reform. So it was one of the, I believe it is the first gay bar in New Zealand. It did start off somewhere else. I have read the history of it, but I can't quite come across where it was from.
It opened like in the 60s,
70s? 60s, 70s, yeah, when it was still illegal. That's why it's kind of in a dark, creepy alley. But because it's lasted so long, Q is a little bit like a family.
Mm.
Obviously, it's a dysfunctional family, but it works quite nicely, and everyone is normally really, really good terms with each other.
Mm.
I haven't come across any major drama there. Some people think there's lots of drama. I personally haven't. Hasn't affected me at all.
I guess everybody's different in that way.
Everyone is different in that way.
Well, drama is generally like ex-boyfriends kind of like thing.
It's ex-boyfriends. It's sleeping with the wrong person. It's
that's
gossip in general. Of all hating for no reason.
Mm.
Because it's a members club,
mm.
Everyone is quite close, and it's kind of voluntary work, and how everything goes, there's not kind of creeps trying to get into people. I think they banned that quite a while ago. apparently it was quite bad a few years ago, but it was before I started going there, so, yeah.
So, what is your definition of virginity?
It's an odd one. I have been with a girl, so I would say technically that's sort of virginity. It's one of those odd questions that's... Yeah, it's whatever you feel it would be. Mm-hmm. It's more of a personal thing. It is kind of an odd thing. It's something that's not really valued so much as it used to be. So, therefore, the question isn't quite as valued as it would used to be as well.
Mm.
I think virginity is, to me, it's more based kind of male-female, kind of the bond between them, like the whole sanctity of marriage and all that, buja, from every religion on earth. So it's kind of that. I guess if you were bisexual... Some people don't count as the same sex as virginity. Some people do. If you're fully gay, you probably think your first time would be losing your virginity. But kind of if you've been to both sides, it's kind of which one would you count? Mm. Like the not knowing who I was within a straight relationship, I would say, yeah, that was sort of losing my virginity. But then again, there's the whole opening to myself, to who I truly am, and then there's the kind of gay side of it too, which could be kind of like a second virginity.
Mm.
But it could also be counted as that was your virginity, as because that is the true you.
Mm. Okay.
So have you experienced or received any abuse or abusive behaviour because of your sexuality or gender identity?
Not that much. I, not necessarily. I have kind of marginal verbal and physical abuse from my younger brother, but I believe that's more just him coming through his teenage years and just being a total cunt like every teenage boy is at the age of 15. Throughout school, I didn't really receive abuse. There's probably some verbal abuse. It was, I would take it and they would get abuse back. So it didn't affect me.
Hmm.
I don't believe it did. It possibly did mentally deep down, but it's, my outlook is quite positive, so I don't believe it has. Through work, I haven't received abuse in any way because of my sexuality.
Mm.
I do get some customers and such, because I work in retail, that just don't like me. It's their problem. If they don't like me, they don't have to talk to me. There's other people that can serve them.
Mm.
Recently I've gone through one of this. I don't know if it's because of sexuality or she just didn't get her way, so she just hating on me. But yeah, it's that's how life is. Everyone gets abused in their own way. People get teased for almost anything, unless you're like the huge bully.
Mm.
But then again, you probably got abused somewhere else in your life, so it's everyone gets it in marginal ways. Some of it is just uncalled for and unfair. Some of it's just something small and they take it too much to heart.
Mm.
So yeah, I think yeah, I've got quite a good life that way.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that interview.
You're welcome. Yeah.